We're talking now with the Rock Ridge senior second baseman Sierra Bush. The Rockets 5-0 on the season, but more importantly, right, winners of 70 in a row, breaking the previous IHSA state record. So, Sierra, as we start, as a senior on this team, you've been around for pretty much all 70 of these wins. So what does this mean, winning 70 in a row?
To win 70, obviously, it's super great, and it's a big milestone where we all have the goal to win the last seven games and to just stick together as a team for 70 games and to come out on top is just amazing. Like, it's unreal.
So, you know, when you kind of look at this happening, I know winning 70 games in a row, now that's not really like a goal that you can really set, right? Because that's such kind of an outlandish number to say, okay, I want to break the record and win more than 69 games in a row. Well, you enter this season, you know, five away from doing it, where you can actually say, okay, a realistic goal for us this year is to break the state record, which has stood for 25 years. That's a lot older than you. It's older than me, even. Can you believe that? To do something like that, what does that say about this program?
It just shows everyone how hard we work and how much of a team, like how team-led we are and how everyone works together and everyone celebrates everyone else's successes. Like, everyone is happy for each other. And by doing that, we have great team bonding, team chemistry, and that just pushes us even farther to help us come out on top in those close games where you have complete trust in the girl right next to you.
And something I talked about with Coach Nelson is, you know, everybody knows Rock Ridge softball, right? With the pedigree, the back-to-back state championships, I think three state titles in the last 5 years where, you know, whether you believe it or not, looking at some of these final scores, you get every team's best shot every day, right, where you come to the field. So knowing that, what's kind of the mindset day-to-day, knowing that, hey, the team that we're playing, you know, this is the game that they have circled on their schedule. They want to beat Rock Ridge.
Right. I think that it honestly prepares us more for those last seven games, you know, to get everyone's number one. That's pushing us to be better. Giving us our number one roster is going to push us for the last seven games. And just like last year, those four extra innings in the state championship game, like if we weren't pushed and we weren't getting everyone's number one roster, then who knows if we would have came out on top. So it's just preparing us to, you know, come out. Yeah.
And as we wrap up with you now, 70 wins in a row, of course, and you've passed the streak now, but obviously you can keep adding to it as you win more games. So is there any different feeling now that you've kind of got past that 69 number, or is do you kind of approach everything the same way still?
We just take every game one game at a time. So it's the same approach. Like I said before, like our main goal is just to get to those seven last games, to get to the state championship, to make it back to Peoria. So taking the same approach every day that doesn't put pressure on us, doesn't put pressure on the team, and makes us more relaxed when we play so we can play better.
All right, Sierra, thanks a lot for joining us. 70 wins in a row. You can go talk to your friends.
All right, thank you.